Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
Now, Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Amud Hey Amud Aleph. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Amud Hey Amud Aleph, I would like to go back to the Gemara before and Daf Amud Zalad Amud Beis. The Gemara refers back to that we learned that Ein Isha Mishaberes Bebiya Rishena, that a lady cannot become Muberes with the first Bia. The Gemara asks, Vatamar Bebiya Rishena Yabra, Tamar became Muberes with the first Bia. Omar Lei, the Gemara answers, Tamar Be'etzba Miacha. Tamar was not a Besua at the time of her first Bia. And for that reason, Tamar could become Muberes with her first Bia, since at the time of her first Bia, she was no longer a Besua. The Gemara goes on to ask, Vahavu er va'inon. Why is it necessary to say that Tamar was Miacha be'etzba, and for that reason she was able to become Muberes with her first Bia? L'chira, it was not her first Bia. She was already Niveles to er va'inon. The Gemara answers, er va'inon shimshu shalei kedarkan. And since er va'inon were mishamesh shalei kedarkan, for that reason, Tamar's Bia with Yehuda was her first Bia. And for that reason, if not for the fact that Tamar was Miacha be'etzba, we would say that Ein Isha Mishaberes Bebiya Rishena, and Tamar would not have been able to become Muberes with her first Bia. The Gemara asks, Meisvei Kol Esrim V'Arba'a Chodesh, Dosh Mebifnim V'Ziru Mibachot, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The whole 24 months in which a Tinaik is Yoinik, those 24 months after a Tinaik is born, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Baal is dosh mebifnim v'ziru mibachot, in order to make sure that his wife does not become a meuberes, and she will no longer be able to nurse. For that reason, the halacha is according to Rabbi Eliezer that he is dosh mebifnim v'ziru mibachot to make sure that she cannot become a meuberes. Amrulei Chachamim told Rabbi Eliezer, Haloweina yawa kamaisa arvainan. If the Baal would be dosh mebifnim v'ziru mibachot, he would be doing the same Maisa as Erva Inon. From here the Gemara proves that the Maisa Erva Inon was Dosh Mebifnim Vizir Mibachot, but they were Meshamesh Kedarkon. And since they were Meshamesh Kedarkon again, this was not the first Bia with Tamar. And therefore there is no reason to say that Tamar was Miacha Be'etzba, because Tamar was already Nevelis to Erva Inon. The Gemara answers, K'maisa Erva Inon V'loi K'maisa Erva Inon. That we said, that if someone is dosh mebifnim v'ziru mibachot, he is acting like Erva Einon, it does not mean exactly like Erva Einon. Erva Einon were mishamesh shaloi kedarkon. If someone is dosh mebifnim v'ziru mibachot, he is being mishamesh kedarkon, just he is being moiti zera levatola like the mice of Erva Einon that were mishamesh shaloi kedarkon. And since Erva Einon were mishamesh shaloi kedarkon, again, the bia that Yehuda was Baal Tamar was her first Bia. And for that reason, we have to say that Tamar was Miacha Be'etzba, because if not for that, there is a rule of Ein Isha Mishaberes Bebiya Rishena, and how could Tamar become Muberes with her first Bia? From that our Gemara says that there is an Isser to be Dosh Mebifnim V'Ziru Mibachot, like the Maisa of Erva Einon, which was a Maisa of Bia Shalei Kedarka, Tosfos proves that there is an Isser to be Boyo Shaloi Kedarka. Tosfos asks, in the Gemara, in the Darim Daf Chaf from a base, the Gemara says that there is a Heter to be Boyo one's wife Shaloi Kedarka. So too Tosfos says, one sees in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches from a base. As far as Yisrael is concerned, Yisrael is allowed to be Boyo his wife, even Shaloi Kedarka. Tosfos answers two Tirutzim. The first Teretz Tosfos says is that we find in our Gemara that there is an Isser to Boyo Shalei Kedarka is because we are talking about that he's being Moitzi Zera Levatola. On the other hand, in the Gemara in Adarim and in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that from there one sees that there is a Heter to Boyo one's wife Shalei Kedarka is referring to a Bia without being Moitzi Zera. If one is Boyo Shalei Kedarka without being Moitzi Zera, that is mutter. And that is what the Gemara and Nedarim and Sanhedrin are referring to, that one was Boyo without being Moitzi Zera. and therefore he was not over on the Isser of being Moiti Zara Levatala. Tosfos says another teretz, V'oi Damari, Do'i Choshev K'maisa Er V'oinon Ela K'shemeskaven L'hashchis Zara V'rogel La'asais Kein Tomid. That there is an Isser in our Gemara to Yubayo Shoi Kedarka with Eitzah Zara is only if one has intention L'hashchis Zara. And Tosfos heads on another condition, V'rogel La'asais Kein Tomid. Is constantly boyo shaloi kedarka. Only then is it aser to boyo shaloi kedarka. But Tesis goes on to say, Avo ba'akroi ba'oma once in a while, mis'ave lovei alishte, if one is a taiva, to bo alishte shaloi kedarka, then it is mutzer. Based on that the Gemara in Adorim darshan's a pasuk that there is a heter to boyo one's wife shaloi kedarka. And that is what the Gemara in Adorim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is referring to. Once in a while, then there's a heter to Yubayo Shvoi Kedarka, even with Eitzah Azera. The obvious kasha is, just because it is once in a while, why is that a reason that there is a heter to Yubayo Shvoi Kedarka? What happened to the Isser of being Moitzi Zara Levatola? Before we explain Tosfos, I'd like to go back to the Ikar Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says that the 24 months in which a tinek is yenik, those 24 months, the halacha is that a baal is dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz in order to make sure that his wife does not become uberes. She will no longer be able to nurse. For that reason, the halacha is that the baal is dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz. Chachamim argue and Chachamim say, Alolo einai ela k'maisa erva'inen. There is no such hatter. Since being dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz is similar to the maisa erva'inen, for that reason there is no heter to be dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz. Now, one has to understand, what is the pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that there is a heter to be dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz? What happened to the iser of being moitzi zara levatola? And even if you will tell me that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says it is mutter to be darsh mevnim v'zirim v'achotz is because he is worried about the sakonas hatinek, that if he is not darsh mevnim v'zirim v'achotz, his wife might become a meuberes, and she will no longer be able to nurse. But still, what is the heter to boil in the first place? Let him not be boil. If we are worried about the sakonas hatinek, let him just not be boil. What is his heter to boil and be darsh mevnim v'zirim v'achotz? To answer this kasha, we find there are Moshe, Negris Moshe, Ben Ezer, Simon, Samach Gimel, says the following yesod. The Rabbi Eliezer understands that there is halacha, that there is an iser to moitzi zara levatola. What does levatola mean? Rabbi Eliezer understands that levatola means for no purpose. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer understands that as far as the first 24 months are concerned, since there is a purpose in his be'ila, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Aina, and the only way for him to be boil without putting the tinek into a situation of sakana is only by being dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz. For that reason, Rabbi Eliezer understands that we do not consider that Eitzah Azera as Eitzah Azera for no purpose. Since the purpose of that Eitzah Azera is in order to enable him to boil a kayim mitzvaseina without putting his child into sakana. And that is why Rabbi Eliezer says that there is a heter to be dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz. Now one has to understand that the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbanan say that there is no heter to be dosh mebifnim v'zirya mebachotz. Is it because Rabbanan understands that levatola does not mean for no purpose, but rather they understand that there is an iser to moiti zera levatola? Levatola means to be moiti zera without the purpose of having children. That is how Rabbanan understand levatola, and for that reason Rabbanan understand that there is no heter to be dosh mevnim v'zirim v'bachotz. Since that Eitzah Zera is not being done for the purpose of having children, is that the pshat in Rabbanan? Or do we say that Rabbanan agree that levatola means for no purpose whatsoever? Just Rabbanan understand that the act of being Zirya Mibachotz is considered, Levatola is considered for no purpose whatsoever. And that it enables someone to be Boyo is not enough to be considered for a purpose. Since there is no purpose in the actual Zirya Mibachotz, it is just, Ahichitimtza, It just allows someone to be bayal that is not considered that the zriya mibachotz is a zriya letzayrach. Therefore, it is considered a haitzah zera levatola for no purpose whatsoever. But had there been a purpose in the actual haitzah zera, then Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that that is not considered a haitzah zera levatola. Rabbi Moshe explains that as we see in Rashi before in Daf Yud Beis, Rashi and Daf Yud Beis, as is explained in Tosfos later on in Daf Hametz, understands that Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that the Isser Haitzoa Zera Levatola is only if one is being Meitzi Zera for no purpose whatsoever. And for that reason, Rashi explains the Gemara before in Daf Yud Beis that if there is any Sakana involved in being Boil one's wife, one is allowed to be Mishamesh B'moich. We consider that Haitzoa Zera is not being Meitzi Zera Levatola, since that Haitzoa Zera is part of his act of bi'ilo, which is a kiyum of his mitzvah avayna. And therefore, even according to Rabbanon, it is not considered that he's being moitzi zera for no purpose whatsoever. Based on this, he said, Moshe goes on to explain the second teretz of Tosfos, that Tosfos says that there is a heter to boil shalei kedarka ba'akroi, sometimes. As Tosfos goes on to say that he's being bayo shalei kedarka lemaloi stahavosei. That is because that based on the drasha that the Gemara darshins in Nedarim that there is a heter to bayo shalei kedarka, from there we learn out that a bia shalei kedarka ba'akroi, if the bia shalei kedarka is being done lemaloi stahavosei, such a hitzoa zera is not considered a hitzoa zera for no purpose whatsoever. Such a Haitzoa Zera is considered a Haitzoa Zera Letzorech for a purpose. Therefore, he is not being over the Isra of Haitzoa Zera Levatola. But that is only Bakroi. If one does it constantly, as Ramosha says, then he's being Boyo Shoei Kedarka Natu Malas Tavasei. And therefore, it is not considered Letzorech. And since it is not considered Letzorech, such a Haitzoa Zera is considered a Haitzoa Zera for no purpose whatsoever. And therefore, he is over the Isser of Haitzoa Zera Levatola. The first Teretz of Tosfos, on the other hand, argues, and the first Teretz of Tosfos understands, that the only time we consider the Haitzoa Zera as Haitzoa Zera for a purpose is only if it is being done with Tzirich Mitzvah. If it is not being done with Tzirich Mitzvah, then it is still considered as if one is being Meitzi Zera for no purpose. And therefore, according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, even Bakroi, even once in a while, a Malais Tahavasai, is still considered Haitzoa Zera Levatola. And therefore, Tosfos understands, which is how the Beis Yosef paskins, that there is a heter to Boyo Shalei Kedarka is only if one is not being Mighty Zera. If one is being Mighty Zera, then he is over the Isra of Haitzoa Zera Levatola. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The pasuk says that if an ish is shoychiv with an isha shechvas zera, then the isha becomes tamei tumas erev. Then the isha becomes tamei till the evening. Now there is machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim if a kala is included in this tuma. If an isha is neveles for the first time, do we say that the isha becomes tamei or not? Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Isha does not become Tamei, as the Gemara explains, since Ein Isha Mishaberes B'Biya Rishena, for that reason the Isha does not become Tamei with the first Bi'iwa. Chachamim on the other hand argue, and Chachamim say that even though Ein Isha Mishaberes B'Biya Rishena, still an Isha does become Tamei even with the first Bi'iwa. The Gemara goes on to explain that the Machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is based on how to darshan that the pasuk says shechvas zera. Again, the pasuk says that if an ish was shoychiv with an isha shechvas zera, then the isha becomes tameya. What is the word shechvas zera coming to be memait? Chachamim understand that shechvas zera is coming to be memait ha'ara. If one did not do a complete bia, if all he did was the beginning of a bia, then the isha does not become tamei. That is what the word shechvas zera is coming to be memait. Therefore, Chachamim say that the pasuk says Oisa, v'shachav ish Oisa, Isa, the word Isa is coming to be Mamayit Bia Shalai Kedarka. That if one was Bayal and Isha Shalai Kedarka, the Isha does not become Tamei. So again, according to Chachamim, there are two separate Roshes. From the word Shechvazera, we are Mamayit Tchilas Bia, that only with a complete Bia does the Isha become Tamei. From the word Isa, we are memayit bia shloi kedarka, only with a bia kedarka, only with a regular bia, do we say that the isha becomes tamei. Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand argues, Rabbi Yehuda understands that from the word shechva zara itself, we are memayit both tchilas bia and a bia shloi kedarka. Both bia shloi kedarka and tchilas bia are both nismayit from the same word shechva zara, and therefore Esau is extra. What is Esau coming to be Mamayit? For that reason, Rabbi Yehuda explains that Esau is coming to be Mamayit the first Be'ila. Since Zayn Isha Misaberes Be'ia Rishena, for that reason the Isha does not become Tamei with the first Be'ila. The Shara Melech in Hochas Yisribia Perakim Alachat Esvav and so too we find that Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hochas Shara Oves Atuma ask the following Kasha. What is a Pshat in Rabbanon who argue in Rabbi Yehuda and understands that we need a separate drasha? We need one drasha to tell me that an isha does not become tamei with tchilas bia, and we need a second drasha to tell me that an isha does not become tamei with a bia shalei kedarka. And from the word shechvazera, we are only memayet tchilas bia, and we are not memayet a bia shalei kedarka. On the other hand, as far as a shivcha charufa is concerned, a shivcha charufa means a shivcha that is mu'rasas avid ivri, shivcha that is married to an avid ivri. That the pasuk says that no one else is allowed to boil that shivcha kananis that is married to an avid ivri. And the pasuk uses the words that one is not allowed to boil that shivcha kananis that is married to an avid ivri with a bia of shechva zara. And yet we find in the Gemara later on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis that from that the pasuk uses the word shechva zara. As far as the Isser of Shivcha Charufa is concerned, we are memayit both a tchilas bia, and we are also memayit a bia shloi kedarka. And we do not need a separate miyot to be memayit bia shloi kedarka. So why in our Gemara do Chachamim understand that we need two separate miyotim? Rav Shach answers the kasha as follows. That by Shivcha Charufa, from that the pasuk uses the term Shechva Zera, the word Shechva Zera is coming to teach us what type of bia does one need. One needs a bia that with which she can become mu'beres. One needs a bia that could actually be mazriya. And therefore from the word Shechva Zera that teaches us that one needs a bia that has the potential of being mazriya, therefore from the word Shechva Zera we are memayit both ha'ara and a bia shloi kedarka. Since both Ahara and the Bia Shloi Kedarka are not a Bia that are Roy Lazria. Since a lady cannot become Muberes either from a Bia Shloi Kedarka or a Tchilas Bia. On the other hand, as far as our Sugi is concerned, that we are Memayit from the word Shechva Zera, that an Isha does not become Tamei with a Tchilas Bia, only with a complete Bia, does an Isha become Tamei? The word Shechva Zera is coming to teach us that an Isha only becomes Tamei with Shechva Zera. One needs Shechva Zera in order for the Isha to become Tamei. As Rav Shach explains, that the Isha becomes Tamei, her Tumah is because she was Negas b'Shechva Zera, is because she touched Shechva Zera. And for that reason, one needs to have actual Shechva Zera in order for her to become Tamei. And that is what we learn out from the word Shechva Zera. And therefore Shechva Zera can only be Mema'e Tchilas Bia. On the other hand, Shloi Kedarka, that has Shechva Zera, one needs a separate pasuk to teach us that even where you have Shechva Zera, still, if the Bia was a Bia Shloi Kedarka, she does not become Tamei with that Shechva Zera. And for that reason, Chachamim understands that one needs two separate miyutim. One miyut to teach us that one needs to have actual Shechva Zera, and second of all, miyot, to teach us that only if the Shechva Zera came about through a Bia Kedarka, does the Isha become Tamei. And since that we learn out, that an Isha does not become tummy with a Tchilas Bia is because there is no actual Shechvas Zera. For that reason, the Rambam in Hilchos Sha'aravos HaTumas Perakei Halacha Yud says that if the Hara would have Shechvas Zera, if there would be actual Shechvas Zera, even though all he did was a Tchilas Bia, he did not do a complete Bia, still the Isha would become tummy. Because there is nothing wrong as far as the actual Bia of Hara. What is missing is the fact that there is no Shechvas Zera. And therefore, if one would have Shechvas Zera, then the Isha would become Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on Chachamim, and understands that from the word Shechvas Zera, we are Memait, both the Bia Shloi Kedarka and Hara, is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that the word Shechvas Zera is coming to teach us that one needs a certain type of Bia. One needs a Bia that has the potential for the lady to become a Meuberes. And only with such a Bia can the Isha become Tamei. And therefore we can be Memait both Hara and the Bia Shloi Kedarka from the same word Shechvas Zera, just like we find by Shivcha Charufa, that we are Memait both Hara and Shloi Kedarka from the same word Shechvas Zera. Therefore, according to Yehuda, if one would do a Tchilas Bia, and one would have actual Hitzah Zera, still the Isha would not become Tamei, since we are missing a Bia Haroi Lazria. We are missing a Bia that has the potential to make the Isha into a Meuberes. From Rav Shach it comes out that there is a fundamental machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim as far as how to understand the Tumas HaIsha. Do we say that the Tumas HaIsha is a new Tumah? The Torah was Mechadesh, that an Isha that is Neveles becomes Tamei Tumas Erev. Is that how we are to understand the Tumas HaIsha? Or do we understand that the Tumas HaIsha is because of the Shechvas Zera? It is a Shechvas Zera that is being metame the Isha. Just like anyone that is negeya of a Shechvas Zera becomes tame, so too the Isha becomes tame since she's being negas of a Shechvas Zera. That is l'chayah the machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Tumas HaIsha is a new Tumah. The Torah said that itself, that she was neveles, she becomes Tomei. And the Tumah has absolutely nothing to do with Shechvas Zera. That the Pasuk says Shechvas Zera is only coming to teach us through which type of a Be'ilah does she become Tomei. But there is no halacha that one needs to have actual Shechvas Zera. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda is memait both Tchilas Bia and Shloi Kedarka from the same word Shechvas Zera. Rabbanan on the other end argue, and Rabbanan understands that the Tumas HaIsha is because of the Shechvas Zera. And the word Shechvas Zera is coming to teach us that it is the Shechvas Zera that is making her Tameh, and therefore one needs to have actual Shechvas Zera. And for that reason, an Isha does not become Tameh with a Tchilas Bia if there was no Shechvas Zera. Rav Moshe Negris Moshe Ben Ezer Simanayim Beis goes a step further. Rav Moshe says we find in the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Pias Mikdash Perakim Alacha Gimel, the Mishnah Melech says the following Chiddush. That even though as far as Tchilas Bia is concerned, as we were medayik before in the Rambam understands that that we say that an Isha does not become Tamei with Tchilas Bia is only if there was no actual Shechvas Zera. If one had actual Shechvas Zera, then even though all one had was a Tchilas Bia, still the Isha becomes Tamei. But the Mishnah Melech is medayik. Let's say one had a Gemar Bia without Haitzah Zera. Let's say one did a complete Bia, and there was no actual Yitzah Zera. Still, the Mishnah Melech says that the Isha will become Tamei. From the Mishnah Melech, Rav Moshe says that one sees that according to Chachamim, there are two separate Tumas. There is a Tumah of Shechvas Zera, and there is a separate Tumah through that she was Neveles. If she had a complete Bia, even if there was no actual Yitzah Zera, she still becomes Tamei. And therefore, since there are two separate Tumas, the Isha could either become Tamei because of the Shechvas Zera, or she could become Tamei because she is an Neveles. For that reason, we say that if all that was done was a Tchilas Bia, still, if one had actual Yitzah Zera, she becomes Tamei. And so too we say that if there was a complete Bia done, then even if there's no actual Yitzah Zera, the Isha still becomes Tamei. That is how Ramosha explains what one sees in the Mishnah Melech. So again, according to Rav Shach, the machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is that the Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Tumas HaIsha is a new Tumah. That itself, that she was nevelous, that is why she is tamei. Chachamim on the other end argue, and Chachamim understand that the tumas ha'isha is because of the shechvasera. It is the shechvasera that is being metamei the isha. Rav Moshe explains that according to the Mishnah Melech, even according to Chachamim, there is a tumas ha'be'ila. That itself, that she is nevelous, that itself is a reason that the isha becomes tamei. Just Chachamim understand that there is another tumah as well. There is a tumah machma shechvasera. The shechvasera has the ability to metame the isha. Let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara refers back to that we learned in our Mishnah, that by shnayim shekidshu shtei nashim, if two people were mekadesh two nashim, uveshas knisasan lechupa at the time of nisuin echlifu eshoza loze, which, as the Gemara explains, means that their wives got mixed up. Our Mishnah says the halacha is imhayu kaihanais nifs luminatruma. Our Gemara asks, kaihanais in Yisraelis, why? Only if they are kaihanais they become pasuminatruma, and Yisraelis has not become luminatruma? The Gemara goes on to explain that our Mishnah means imhayu nishay kaihanim. If they were the wives of kaihanim, then they become pasuminatruma. The Gemara asks, nishay kaihanim in nishay Yisraelim, why? Only if they were the wives of the Kehanim do they become Pasal Menat Truma. Had they been the wives of Yisraelim, they would not become Pasal Menat Truma. V'omar Rav Amrim Hamelsa Omar Lan Rav Sheishes V'anarinu La'ainin Mimas Nisin. The Rav Sheishes proves from a Mishnah that Eishes Yisrael Shenenza, even though she is the wife of Yisrael, still, Afal Pishim Uteres Abayla, even though she is still Muteres Abayla, since an Isha that was Nansa is still Muteres Abayla for Baal Yisrael, still the halacha is Psua Lekuhuna, and she is Psua Lechuma. The Gemara goes on to say, Omar Rava Hachi Kamar, this is Pshat in our Mishnah, Im Hoyu Kaihanais Nesueis Yisrael. If, let's say, they were Kaihanais that were married to Yisraelim, Nifs Lumina Chuma de Bein Hashayu, they can no longer eat truma. Now, to explain our Gemara Shakovataria, if Nishay Yisraelim, if the wives of Yisraelim that were Nen, so if they become Pasal with truma or not, we find that Tosfos and the Balmar later on in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis explain that since Nishay Yisraelim Shenensu are still Mutaris Abalein, as Rashi brings down by us, from that the Pasuk says, V'hiloines Pasa, that from there we learn out that as far as Yisraelim are concerned, if the wife of Yisrael was Nansa, she is still Muteres Abayla. For that reason I would have said that so too she is Muteres Lechuma. From here, Reb Aaron in Simen Yudalid proves the following Yisoid, that an Eishes Yisrael was Mezane Beratzen is Asura Lebaila is because she is considered a Zayna as far as her Baal is concerned. And it is because that she is a Zayna, that is why she is Asur on her Baal. As Reb Aaron says, that one sees as well in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara in Kedushin says the following Chiddush, that one can be Chayiv for one Isha, for the following four Isurim, for the Isra of Almana, for the Isra of Grusha, Chalala Zayna, one can have an Isha, that one Isha is Asura with those four Isurim. And as the Gemara explains, as long as the Isurim came in that order, first she was an Almana, then she became a Grusha, then she became a Chalala, and then she became a Zayna, then we say, Isser Chalal Isser. The Isser Grusha is Chal on the Isser of Almana. The Isser Chalala is Chal both on the Isser Almana and the Isser Grusha. And the Isser Zayna is Chal on all the previous Isurim. The Gemara goes on to explain the reason why we say that all these Isurim are Chal on the previous Isurim, and there is no problem of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, is because all the Isurim are Maisif on the previous Isurim. For example, an Almana that became a Grusha, while she was an Almana, she was Asura a Kohen Gadol and Muteres a Kohen Hedyot. Once she became a Grusha, she became Asura on a Kohen Hedyot as well. And so to Chalala is considered an Isser Maisif, since as long as she was an Almana, or a grusha, she was muteres betruma. Once she became a chalola, she became asura betruma. The Gemara goes on to say that the reason why Zaina is considered an Isser Maisif is because Shem Znos Paisel B'Yisrael, which as Rashi explains that we find that the Shem Zaina is a psul even as far as Yisrael is concerned, since in Isha there was Mezane Tachas Baila, a lady that is married that was Mezane becomes Asura on her husband. And therefore, the Shem Zaina is also considered an Isser Maisif. In the Gemara, one sees that the same Shem Zaina that is Pasal Kahuna, that is the same Shem Zaina that is Asura Labaila. For that reason, since Shem Zaina is Pasal B'Yisrael, for that reason it is considered an Isser Maisif, and this Isha becomes Asura for a Kohen as well, because of the Isser Zaina. So again, from the Gemara and Kedushin, one sees that an Isha is Asura Labaila is because of the Shem Zaina, which is the same Shem Zaina that is Asura and Psula Lekohuna. Therefore, a Baron goes to say that I could have said that an Eishes Yisrael Shezinza Ba'ines, since an Eishes Yisrael was Mezana Ba'ines is Muteres Labaila, from there one sees that the Torah does not consider her a Zaina. If this Nus was Ba'ina, she is not considered a Zaina. And therefore, since she is not considered a Zaina, so too I would have said that such an Isha that was in Ba'ines is still Muteres Kahuna and Muteres Truma, because we see from that that she is Muteres Labaila that the Torah does not consider her a Zaina. And therefore, she should not be considered a Zaina, even as far as Psul Kahuna is concerned. For that reason, we need a chiddush that even so she is still psula kahuna and she is still asura l'truma. That she is asura l'truma and psula kahuna, even though as far as her baal is concerned she is not considered a zayna, is a machloikes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi understands that she is psula l'kahuna is a new iser. Even as far as a kohen is concerned, she is not considered a zayna. That she is psula l'kahuna is based on the pasuk of ubas kohen ki siya lish zor. That the pasuk says ubas kohen that is nev'eles to an ish zor, he betrumas hakotchem loyseichal. She is not allowed to eat truma. From there, the Gemara on daf samaches samabes learns out mikav achomer that if she is psula l'truma, if she cannot eat truma, mikal v'chomer, she is not allowed to get married to a kohen. And that is why in Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is asura l'kohuna. Tesis, on the other hand, argues, and Tesis says that the reason why she is asura l'kohen is because she is considered a zayna. And even though as far as her baal, who is a Yisrael, she is not considered a zayna, but still the Torah was mechadish that as far as kahuna is concerned, even an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is still considered a Zaina. And for that reason, she is Asura l'kahuna because she is considered a Zaina. That is how Tesis explains the halacha of Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is still Asura l'kahuna. Now getting back to our Gemara, that we learned that an Isha that is married, that was Mezana, is Psula L'Truma. That she is Psula L'Truma is a machloikes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains that the reason why she is Psula L'Truma is based on the pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisiya Leishzar Hi Betrumas Akachem Oiseichal, which the Gemara and Daf Samaches and Aleph explains that from there we learn out that an Isha that was Nivola L'Pasula Pasula, an Isha that was Nivola to someone who she is not allowed to be Nivelas to, passes her Lakuna, she becomes Psua Lakuna. And for that reason, she is not allowed to eat Truma. The Re, on the other hand, as Tesis brings down, argues on Rashi, and explains that the reason why she is not allowed to eat Truma is because she is considered a Zaina. And as the Re goes on to say that the reason why a Zaina is not allowed to eat Truma is because the Torah put Zaina and Chalola together. And just like a Chalola is not allowed to eat Truma, so too a Zaina is not allowed to eat Truma. Now, according to Rashi, who explains that the reason why she is psula l'truma is based on the drasha v'bas koyin kisiyah l'shzar hi b'trumas akachem o'yseichal, we find the machloikes harishenim to explain the drasha v'bas koyin kisiyah l'shzar. Tosfos and daf mem dalet amud beis explains that from the pasuk of v'bas koyin kisiyah l'shzar hi b'trumas akachem o'yseichal, we learn out that a bas koyin that is neveles l'shzar becomes a zayna, and a zayna is a surah to eat truma. Rashi, on the other hand, on the ayin of an aleph and sotz, we find in Tosfos before and after svav on a base argue and explain that from the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar, we learn out that someone that was neveles to someone that is pasula, they become chalolim. The isha becomes a chalola. And that is the yisoid that is learnt out from the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar. So too we find the machloikes in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Siman Vav Sif Ches, that the mechaber brings down a machloikes as far as the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar is concerned. Do we say that the isha becomes a zayna or not? Or the isha does not become a zayna? As the Goyin explains, an afkamina between those two shitas is as far as the Vlad is concerned. A Vlad of a Zayna is considered Pogum L'Kohuna. On the other hand, if one understands that as far as the Pasuk Avu Bas Koyin Kisiya L'Shzar she is not considered a Zayna, then her Vlad, then her child will not be considered Pogum L'Kohuna. Now getting back to the Ikar Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, that Rashi explains that the reason why she is Psula L'Truma is based on the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar, which as Tosfos and Daf Mamdalet Amud Beis explains is the makar of every zayna, that every zayna is a sura l'truma based on the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar. On the other hand, Tosfos b'shem the re argues. Tosfos b'shem the re says that a zayna is not allowed to eat truma is because a zayna is iske shochalala. A zayna was written in the Torah next to chalala. And therefore, just like a chalala is a surah to eat truma, so too a zayna is a surah to eat truma. We find two nafkaminas between Tosfos's pshat and Rashi's pshat. Tosfos later in Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph says that according to Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that a ponui haba al apnuya. If let's say an isha that was not married was nevelas to a pony, was nevelas to someone else that wasn't married, still the halacha is asa a zayna, she becomes a zayna. Tosfos on Daf Samech Tes says that is only as far as her being allowed to get married to a kohen, but as far as truma, she is still allowed to eat truma. On the other hand, Tosfos in Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis argues and says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that pony abo apnuya asa a zayna, not only is she not allowed to get married to a kohen, but she is also psua l'truma. The Aruchan Ner and Daf Samech Tes explains that this shaila, this machlokes between Tosfos and Daf Samech Tes and Tosfos and Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel is dependent upon our machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to our Rashi, that every zayna is psua l'truma is based on the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar, and therefore only someone that is included in the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar is psula l'truma. And for that reason, Tosfos on Daf Samech Tes understands that even though Rabbi Eliezer considers a pani aboa pnuya, that pnuya is considered a zayna, still she is allowed to eat truma since she is not included in the pasuk of ubas koyin kisiya l'shzar. On the other hand, that Tosfos in Gittin argues and says that pnuya is a sura l'achilas truma is because Tosfos in Gittin understands like our Tosfos, that a zayna is not allowed to eat truma is because a zayna is iske shochalala. And a zayna has the same halachas as a chalala. And for that reason, anyone that is included in the shame zayna, anyone who is considered included in the category of zayna, is not allowed to eat truma based on the hekesh that a zayna is iske shochalala. That is one afkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Another nafkamina is that we find in Tosfos later on in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos says that as far as a Giyores or a Meshuchreres is concerned, even though they are considered a zina, still they are allowed to eat truma since they are not included in the pasuk of Ubas Kayin Kisiya Lishzor, which is again according to the Shita of Rashi. On the other hand, according to the Ri that understands that the psul zina, that a zina is not allowed to eat truma, is because a zina is iska shechalola. Anyone that is included in the shame zina is also not allowed to eat truma, and therefore Gieris and Meshucheres, even though they were not actually neveles to an ishzor, still, since they are considered a zina, they are not allowed to eat truma based on the hekesh that a zina is iskish v'chalola. In the Rambam in Hochas Trumas, we find the following chiddush. The Rambam explains that from the pasuk of Ubas Kayin Kisiya Lishzor Hi B'Trumas HaKachem Oiseichal, we learn out that a zayna and a chalala are not allowed to eat truma. And the Rambam goes on to explain that from the pasuk we learn out that a zayna is considered like a zor. From the Rambam one sees the following chiddush, that there is no new psul zayna, but rather the reason why a zayna is asura to eat truma is because a zayna is considered like a zor. And so too we find in the Rashba later on in the Fine Dalet on the base, and so too Achiris Muchach in the Gemara and Bechiris Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says if one has a Kehenes that is a Zayna, her child is not Pater Mipidyon HaBen. As the Gemara explains that since she is a Zayna, for that reason it is Paka Mimena Kedushas Kehuna Vavi Zara. Based on the fact that she is a Zayna, we no longer consider her as a Kehenes with Kedushas Kehuna, and she is considered like a regular Zara. And for that reason, her Ben still needs Pidyon HaBen. Based on this Chiddush of the Rambam, we find in the Kevetz Ha'aretz and Simim Mem Zayin that the Kevetz Ha'aretz says that with this one can answer the Kasha that the Kasa Daharsana asks. Kasa Daharsana asks the following Kasha: how could the Shivcha of a Kohen eat Truma? Every Shivcha is a Zayna. Bochanan answers the Kasa Daharsana's Kasha by saying as follows, that according to the Rambam, one sees that a Zayna does not eat Truma is not because there is a new Isser for a Zayna to eat Truma, just like we find that an Orel or a Tame are not allowed to eat Truma, but rather that a Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma is because a Zayna is considered like a Zara, like one sees in our Rambam, as we said before. And therefore, for that reason, a Shivcha, even though she is a Zayna, still, since that a Shivcha eats Truma is not because she is considered like a Kayenis, it is not because she has Kedushas Kehuna, it is only because she belongs to a Kayen, that is why she is allowed to eat Truma. For that reason, even though she is a Zayna, she is still allowed to eat Truma. Because even though she does not have Kedushas Kehuna, and even though she is considered like a Zara, she is still allowed to eat Truma, since that she is allowed to eat Truma is not because she is considered like a Kehenes with Kedushas Kehuna, but rather it is only because she belongs to a Kohen. And therefore the fact that she is a Zara is not a reason that she should not be allowed to eat Truma. Eishes Kohen, on the other hand, that an Eishes Kohen eats Truma, not because she belongs to a Kohen, but rather it is because she herself is considered like a Kehenes. It is as if she herself has Kedushas Kehuna. And for that reason, if she is a Zayna, that she no longer has Kedushas Kehuna, as the Rambam says that she is considered like a Zara, for that reason a Zayna who is an Eishes Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. Reb Shmuel asks the following seeming steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Melchas Maiser Halacha Bey, says the following Halacha. Maiser Rishon is Mutter Ba'achila Yisrael. Yisrael is allowed to eat Maiser Rishon. Mutter La'achloi B'tumah. One is allowed to eat Maiser Rishon B'tumah She'ein Bo'i Kedusha Klal. Maiser Rishon has no Kedusha whatsoever. The Rambam goes on to say, L'fichach, therefore, since Maiser Rishon does not have any Kedusha whatsoever, for that reason, a Bas Levi Shenishpei Se Shenivola Bilas Nos, for that reason, a Bas Levi that is a Zayna is still allowed to eat Maiser. From the Rambam, one sees that a Bas Levi that was Zinsa is allowed to eat Maiser is only because Maiser Rishon has no Kedusha whatsoever. From the Rambam, one sees that according to the Shita of Rameir, who understands that there is Kedusha for Ma'ase Rishon. Ma'ase Rishon does have Kedusha, and for that reason her mayor says that Ma'ase Rishon is also a Zorim, so too a Zoyno would not be allowed to eat Ma'ase Rishon. If one is to understand that a Zoyna is not allowed to eat Truma is only because she is considered a Zorah as far as Achilas Truma is concerned, why shouldn't an Isha Shezinsa be allowed to eat Ma'ase Rishon? In the Gemara in Bechiras, one clearly sees that this halacha that a Zoyna is considered like a Zorah is only as far as a Kehenis is concerned. As far as Olavia is concerned, even Olavia Shezinsa is not considered like a Zorah. As the Gemara in Bechiras says, that even though, as far as a Kehenis Shezinsa, we say that a Kehenis Shezinsa, her Vlad needs Pidyon HaBen, her child needs Pidyon HaBen, since she was Mizana, it is Paka Mimena Kedushas Kuna, and she no longer has Kedushas Kuna. By Levia, the halacha is even a Levia that was Zinsa, by Paka Mimena Kedushas Levia. She is still considered a Levia, and for that reason, her Ben is Pater Mipidyon HaBen. So from the Gemara in Bechiras, one clearly sees that even though a Kehenes that was Mizana lost her Kedusha, still a Levia Shezinsa is still considered a Levia. If so, why shouldn't a Levia be allowed to eat Ma'ase Rishon even if Ma'ase Rishon has Kedusha? So from here, Reb Shmuel says that the Achrayim want to be Ma'ichiach that there are two separate dinim. From the Pasuk of Ubas Kain, Kisiel Rizar, that from there we learn out that a Zoyna is not allowed to eat Truma, the Pasuk is really being Mechadish two Chidushim. As far as a Kehenes is concerned, the Pasuk is being mechadesh that a Kehenes can no longer eat Truma since she no longer has Kedushas Kehuna. But as one sees in the Gemara and Daf Samaches on the base, the Pasuk is not only talking about a Kehenes who is Nivela Lepasula. The Pasuk is also talking about Olavia or Yisraelis that are still allowed to eat Truma because they were once married to a Kain and they still have a child from that marriage. And the Pasuk is telling us that Olavia v'Yisraelis that were Nivelu l'Pasula, they also become Psula l'Truma. They also are not allowed to eat Truma. And that they are not allowed to eat Truma is not because they lost their Kedushas Kehuna. Since their din to eat Truma is not because they are considered as if they have Kedushas Kehuna, but rather it is a din. The Torah gives them a right to eat Truma as long as they have a child from their marriage with a Kohen. For that reason, that when they are Nivel L'Pasula, they become Psula L'Truma, is not because they are missing Kedushas Kuna, but rather the Torah was Mechadish, a new Psul, a new Isser, that anyone that is Nivel L'Pasula is not allowed to eat Truma. And for that reason, the Rambam and Hilchas Meiser has to explain that the reason why Levia is allowed to eat Ma'ase Rishon is only because Ma'ase Rishon has no Kedusha. Had Ma'ase Rishon had Kedusha, then Levia would not be allowed to eat Ma'ase Rishon, since in the Pasuk of Ubas Kain Kisiel Rishzar, it was Neschadish that there is a Psul and an Isser as well. That is how the Parshas Drachim in Derech Mitzvesecha Chil Gimel explains the Rambam. Now getting back to our Gemara ends off that Rava explains our Mishnah as follows. Im hoyu kaihanais nesuais liyisrael nifsuum na truma debein ashayu. If let's say those kaihanais were married to Yisraelim, they become suais mina truma debein ashayu. They are no longer allowed to eat truma that they were allowed to eat before they were married to Yisraelim. The obvious question our Gemara is, the word of the Mishnah decide to tell us this chiddush, that an Isha that was Mizana Ba'ines is not allowed to eat Truma. By Kehanes Nesuas Yisrael, what is the chiddush of Kehanes? More than any other Eishes Ish, that was Mizana Ba'ines, that she becomes Psula with Truma and she is not allowed to eat Truma. What is the extra chiddush by Kehanes? L'chaya, one can explain the extra chiddush of Kehanes based on that we find in Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and so too in the Tosfos HaRosh and Kiddushin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh say the following chiddush: that a Kehenes is allowed to eat Truma is not because a Kehenes has actual Kedushas Kehuna. but rather it is because she is Bereshos Aviya. Since she is considered Bereshos Aviya, for that reason she is allowed to eat truma. But her din to eat truma is not because of her own special Kedushas Kehuna, it is only because she is still Bereshos Aviya. And for that reason, one can say that there is an extra chiddush of kehanos. By a regular Yisraelis, as Rabbi Chanan explains, that Yisraelis eats truma when she is married to a kohen, it is because as long as she is married to a kohen, we consider her that she herself has kedushas kehuna, and therefore if she is a zayna, that she no longer has kedushas kehuna, as the Rambam explains. For that reason, she is not allowed to eat truma. But as far as a kohanis herself is concerned, that her din to eat truma is not because she herself has kedushas kehuna. It is only because she is by her father, and she is Bereshos Aviya. That is why she is allowed to eat truma. For that reason, I would have said that even if she was mezaneh, she should still be allowed to eat truma, as long as she is Bereshos Aviya. For that reason, our Mishnah has to be mechadish that no, that even a kohenes Bereshos Aviya is not allowed to eat truma, based on that we said b'shem the Parshas Drachim, that besides for the halacha, that an isha that was mezaneh does not have kedushas kehuna, there is a second psul and iser as well. And for that reason, a kohenes cannot eat truma, even though she is still Bereshos Aviya. That is how one can explain the reason why our Mishnah picked the case of kohenes.
We will now begin Be'ezer Hashem, the fourth parak of Yevamos, parak HaChoyletz. And the Mishnah discusses what happens if one does chalitza, or yibum, to the Yevama, and then it's discovered that she's pregnant, she's a milberes. The Reisha of the Mishnah discusses what is the din as far as becoming osur to the kravim of the woman. The din is that if one does chalitza, he becomes osur to her kravim, and the opposite as well, she becomes osur to his kravim. This is a Mishnah later on Daf Mem, that one becomes osur to the kravim of his chalutza, and she becomes osur to his kravim. And we could just add that even though we know that even before the chalitza, from the moment that the zika begins, the din is that one is osur to the kravim of his zikuka, and she's osur to his kravim. This is the sugya earlier on Daf Yud Zayin, about yesh zika or ein zika. And the Gemara of there is mevur that lekuli alma, before yibim or chalitza is done, they're both osuring each other's kravim. The Gemara just says that if you hold yesh zika, then even if she dies before either yibim or chalitza was done, then if you hold yesh zika, there remains an iser for him to marry her kravim. The zika itself is a sort of type of ishus, which makes him osur to her kravim, and therefore even before chalitza, there already is an iser. However, after he would do chalitza, the din really should have been that now he's mutter to her kravim, because the chalitza is oiker the zika. And the only reason why the maisi is aser is because there's a din derabanan, which is the sugya on Daf Mem. The rabbanan asered a person to marry the kravim of his chalitza. And the Mishnah discusses when one is chalit to omuberes, is this iser of kravim said or not? Now, Tosis over here, the first Tosis in the parak, he's medaik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a lashon of achaylet liyevimtoi v'nimtzas meuberes. In other words, at the time the chalitza was done, it was not known that she was pregnant. Only later it was discovered that she's a meuberes. Then the Mishnah continues and says that if the vlad is shel kayama, that he's mutter to a kravim, because we find out later that the chalitza really was irrelevant. Im ein vlad shel kayama, then he's usher to a kravim because of this chalitza. Why does the Mishnah speak about a case where at the time he did the chalitza, it was not known that she's a milberes, it was only discovered later? Why don't we talk about a case where at the time the chalitza was done, we knew already that she was a milberes? This kasha is discussed by other Rishonim as well, the Ramban and the Nemuka Yosef. They say, Urcha de Milsa Nakat, Enechanami, the Mishnah would make no difference whether we knew at the time that she was a milberes or whether it was discovered later. But Orcha de Milsa Nakat, the more realistic case would be when he does not know that she's a milberes, because if he would know that she's a milberes, he would wait for her to give birth and see if there's a Vlad Shel Kayama or not. Taisus, however, gives a different teretz, and Taisus says that there's a chiddush in the Mishnah, that even in this case, where at the time he did the chalitza, it seems to be a normal classic chalitza, and the din shouldn't have been that he becomes usher to her kravim, But still, since in the end, if she gives birth to a Vlad Shel Kayoma, we now know that the Chalitza was irrelevant, he's not also to her Kroivim or to a Kayin. And the Rishonim add that really the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Omer Aleph says that in this case we'll have to have a Achroza. We'll have to make an announcement that even though this woman had a Chalitza, but since in the end this Chalitza really was not necessary because there was born a Vlad Shel Kayoma, that's the reason why she's now Mutter to a Kayin. And even though there's a chash that some people will not hear this achraza, therefore in this case, where the chalitza seemed to be a regular, normal chalitza, the din should be that we should make her usher to a kayin. Kamash Blan, the Mishnah tells us that even in this case, she's mutter to a kayin. And then Tosis continues, as well as the other Rishonim, and they say that in the Gemara starts, Itmar ha-chalitz le-mu'uberes ve-hipilo. That's Mashm, we're talking about a case that at the time of the chalitza, we know already that she's a mu'uberes. Here we speak about such a case to tell us a chiddush that according to Rabbi Yechanan, if she was hipila, she did not give birth to a living child, the din is that this first chalitza is valid, we do not need a second chalitza. Here this is a greater chiddush that even in this case, where it would seem to be not a good chalitza, we see that she's a meuberes, and a meuberes is someone who's not ready to be having chalitza. Still Rabbi Yechanan says that when she miscarries the child, she does not need a second chalitza. Now Tosfos continues, and he says, Inami, another pshat in the Mishnah, while he spoke about a case of Nimtzas Milberes, is because of the Seifa. The Seifa where a person was Koines Es Yivimtai, he did the Yibum, and then Nimtzas Milberes. There Tosfos says, surely we had to be talking about Dafka in a case where at the time that he did the Yibum, he did not know that she was a Milberes. Because the Mishnah says that if she gives birth to a Vlad Shel Kayomo, then the Yavam is Chayiv a Karbin. He lived with an Ishas Ach who did not have a heter. Here, surely this is Dafka if he did not know that she is a Milberes. Because if he knew that she is a Milberes, Taisa says that he's a Mazid. Mazid who v'loi mechayiv karbin. D'loi shav mi'idiyasai hu. One is only chayiv a karbin for a shav mi'idiyasai, meaning that had he known that this was a Maisa Aveira, he would not have done it. Here, this person who saw that she is a Milberes, and nevertheless he lived with her, he's not considered a Shav Miyadiyasai, and he's potter from a carbon. Now the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, they all say similar to this Taisvis, that he would not be Mechuyev a carbon. However, the Aruch Lener points out that there's a fine difference between Taisvis and the Rishonim. Taisvis did not merely say that he's a Mazid, Taisvis adds that he's not Shav Miyadiyasai. And the Aruch Lener asks that Lachar, this is Shver, because this rule of Shav Miyadiyasai we use, for example, in a case where a person is a mumar to eat chaylev. He eats chaylev intentionally on a regular basis, and then one time it happened that he ate something and he thought that it was shuman and it turned out to be chaylev. The din is that he is not mechuyev a karbin, unlike a regular person who eats chaylev b'shegeg, because this person, even had he known that it was chaylev, he would have eaten it anyhow, he's not shav mi'idiyasai, and therefore he does not bring a karbin. However, in this case, the Aruch Lener says, we don't have to come on to this klal of Shav Miyadiyasai. Here he definitely was a Mazid. He knew that she was a Milberes, and he went and he lived with her anyhow. That's a Mazid, and surely he's potter from a carbon. You do not even have to come on to the klal of Shav Miyadiyasai. And like the Aruch Lener points out, the other Rishonim do not mention Shav Miyadiyasai. They say simply that he's considered a Mazid, and therefore is potter from a carbon. And the Aruch Lener, one can take a look over there, he gives an explanation to understand what exactly is this Machloikis Rishonim. Now, a second point that the Achrayim discuss is that Tosis merely says that he's potter from a carbon, and he does not say that he's actually mechuyev kares. The Ritva, however, says, similar to Tosis, but he adds that since this person lived with a meuberes, and we know that roiv noshim meuberes yoldeis vlad shel kayama, there's a roiv, most pregnant women give birth to a healthy child, and therefore if he went and he lived with her knowing that she's a meuberes, he's mechuyev kares. Tosis, as well as the Ramban and the Rashba, they do not go so far to say that he's Mechuyev Kares, they just say that he's potter from a carbon. In Tosis, we could midayik so even further from the fact that he has to come on to Ein Shav Miyadiyasai, that's mashma that he's not a Mezid Gomor, and therefore he would not be Mechuyev Kares. And the Meiri as well, he says that this person is a Karev LeMezid, it's mashma that he's not Mamash a Mezid, he's only a Karev LeMezid, because there is a possibility that the child will not be a Vlad Shel Kayama. And the Magia on the bottom of the Meiri, he points out that the Meiri is saying, not like the Ritva, this person is not Mechuyev Kares, but he is enough of a Mezid to say that he'll be Potter from a carbon. And one can take a look at the Magia on the bottom of the Ritva. He discusses that which the Ritva assumes, that based on a Rav, we can consider this person a Mezid. Since this person knows that Rav Mubarais, Yodos Vlachol Kayama, that makes him into a Mezid, and he compares this to the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tezvav, where a person throws a rock into a group of people. Most of the people are Yisraelim, and Miat are Nochrim, and he ends up killing a Yisrael. The Rishayim over there discuss whether he's Mechuyiv Misa. This would seem to be totally in the same Shiloh, when a person knows that there's a Rav. Rav chances that what he's going to do is going to be Mechayiv Misa, does that make him into a Mezid or not? Now the second Taisvis discusses another important point in the Mishnah, and that is, when exactly was this chalitza done to the Yevama? Taisa says it must be talking about a case where he did the chalitza within 3 months of when her husband died. Because the Seifa says that if he's kainis yevimtai, v'nimtas meuberes, v'yolda, v'zman she'avlachol kayama yoytzi v'chayovin karbin, if he does yibum, and it turns out that she's in meuberes, and the child lives, he has to bring a karbin. And this would surely only be true if he was miyavim her within 3 months of the first husband's death. Because if it was already after 3 months, the klal is that most women, when they're already 3 months pregnant, it already is noticeable that they are actually a milberis. And if this woman was not noticeable that she was a milberis and already 3 months passed, we do not have to be chayshish that maybe really she's a milberis. And if one did yivim at that point and it turned out that she was a milberis, he definitely would be potter from a carbon. Taisus says he's an einus. However, Taisus goes on and asks that if this is the case, that the Mishnah is talking about within 3 months, then why is it that if the child does not live, then the original chalitza is considered a good chalitza and he becomes usher to her kravim? L'chair, if he was over this din and did chalitza within 3 months, it should not be a good chalitza. That Taisus is kasha. On that, Taisus gives two terutzim, which we'll get back to soon. Now let's first discuss the first half of Taisvis. That which Taisvis says that if it was after 3 months, since we did not have to be chayshish that she's a moberes, he would be considered an oynes and would not be mechuyev in a carbon. Taisvis compares this to the Gemara in Shruis, which says that if one lives with a woman shelo b'shas vesta, he did not have to be chayshish that she was a nida, and it turned out that she was actually a nida, he's potter from a carbon, that's not considered a shaykh, that's called an oynes. And the Achronim discuss over here, this Yisoid, when one has a Rav telling him that what he's doing is mutter, and in the end it turns out that it really was a Maisa Aveira, is that considered a Shoigig or an Einis? The Neid Behuda, in Madura Tinyana, Yeredeya Simon Tzadik Vav, as well as the Karen Oira in Ersugyo, they discuss this Shailah, and the Karen Oira points out that Taisus's Raya from the Gemara in Shvuas is not so Pashut, because he says the Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns that Gemara is talking about in the case where she was pirsa nida b'shas bia. While he was doing the bia, she became a nida. That's the case that the Gemara says is called an einis. The Rambam would hold that if she was pirsa nida beforehand, even though this person did not have to be chayshish that she was a nida, because it was shilei b'shas vesta, that would be considered a shegig and not an einis. So this Yisayit of Taisus, he says, is not so poshut. The Neid Abuda discusses as well whether relying on a rav can make someone considered an einis. And he says that why would it be that if one relies on a Rav, he's considered an Einis, and if he relies on two Edim, he's not considered an Einis. We know the din is that if Aisha, her husband went to Medina Sayam, and he did not come back, we do not know what happened to him, and two Edim come and tell us that he died, and based on these two Edim, she goes and gets remarried. And in the end, the original husband shows up, we see that he's still alive. The din is that she's Mechuyev a Karbin. We do not call this an einus, rather we call it a shegig. Why would that make sense that relying on a rav is considered an einus and relying on two edim is not considered an einus? And he discusses this at length, but al kaponim, Taisus over here is mashmah that relying on a rav makes someone into an einus. Now the Taisus Hashanim on the side of the page, he says a bit different, he says similar to Taisus, but he adds that if it was after 3 months, he would not be mechuyev in a carbon. Sharei einus hu, acharei she'oso kitakonas chachomim. The Taisus Hashanim adds that since he followed the Takanas Chacham to wait 3 months, and then afterwards he did Yibam like the Chachamim told him, in that case he would not be Mechuyev in a carbon. So the Taisus Hashanim is stressing not that there's a Rav, but rather he relied on the Takanas Chachamim, that would be enough of a reason to make him into an Einis, and perhaps the Taisus Hashanim would actually hold that a Rav alone would not be enough to make a person an Einis, that would still be considered a Shaygi. Now, as we said, Tosis goes on to ask that if the case is that it's within 3 months, why is it that if the Vlad turned out to not be a Vlad Shel Kayoma? Now, we say that the Chalitza did aser him to her relatives. L'chair, this is not a good Chalitza, like the Mishnah says, that within 3 months, one should not do Yibum or Chalitza as well. The Gemara over there explains that since he cannot do Yibum, Kol she'ina oyla l'yibum, eina oyla l'chalitza, we do not allow him to do Chalitza either. And Tosis assumed that this should pass with the Chalitza. The first Chalitza should be invalid and should not aser him to her relatives. On that, Tosis gives two tzerutim. First, he says that since l'maisa this Chalitza midaraisa is kosher, it's only midarabonon that it's possible, so we will consider it a Chalitza to aser him on her relatives. And secondly, Tosis says that really the truth is that even midarabonon, b'diavad, if you already did a Chalitza within 3 months, the Chacham did not pass the Chalitza, they didn't say that you have to do a second Chalitza, therefore surely this Chalitza will aser him to her relatives. Now the Aruch HaNer over here points out, why does Tosis assume that which we do not allow her to do Chalitza, that's only midarabonon? We know the klal of Kol She'ina Oyla L'Yivam, Eina Oyla L'Chalitza, that's a klal midai Reisa. We know the Gemara in Daf Chof, Amar Aleph, uses this as the Makar, the Chayvei Krisos, who are not Oyla L'Yibam, are also Potter from Chalitza. Since they cannot do Yibam, they do not need Chalitza either, in other words, midai Reisa, they're Potter. So how could Tosis say over here that which we do not allow this woman to do Chalitza, that's only midarabonon? And the Aruch HaNer explains, because really midai Reisa, she could even do Yibam. It's only that the Rabbanan were Chayshish, that maybe this woman is a Meuberes, and therefore we do not allow her to do Yibum. It's a Chshash of being Pagea Be'ishesach. And since Midarabbanan she cannot do Yibum, she also cannot do Chalitza Midarabbanan. However, the Aruch HaNer says that still, L'chair, she cannot do Yibum Midai Reisa, because even Midai Reisa, it's a Sofik, that maybe she's a Meuberes, maybe she's an Eishesach, and a Sofik is also Midai Reisa. So again, we should still apply the klal of Kosha Eina Oyla L'Yivam, Eina Oyla L'Chalitza to tell us that even Midai Reisa, she's not Roy for Chalitza. And he wants to bring this as a raya that Tosfos holds that Sofik Midai Reisa L'Chumra, that which one has to be Choshesh for a Sofik Midai Reisa, that's only a din Midai Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were those who were Mechadish, that doing something which might be an Isser Midai Reisa, that's Osir to do. However, according to the Torah, if you are doing something which is only a Sofik, you do not have to be Machmir. The Rabbanon were those who are Machmir, and therefore in this case, we're going to call him Roy L'Yibam Midai Reisa. Even within 3 months, where there's a Safik she might be Meuberes, Minat Torah, he's allowed to do Yibam, it's only Midai Rabbanon that he's not allowed to do it because of a Safik the Reisa. And therefore the Klal of Kosher, Ein Oyla L'Yibam, Ein Oyla L'Chalitza, will also only be Midai Rabbanon. Now the Maisa Tosis had two Terutzim. It would be Mashmir that in the first Teretz, this Chalitza is not good Midai Rabbanon, he would have to redo the Chalitza. Tosis just says that since Midai Reisa it is a good Chalitza, he becomes Asur to crave him. In the second Teretz, Tosis is Mechadish that even Midai Rabbanon, the Chalitza does not have to be redone. And this is actually a Machloikas L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Dalet, Sif Aleph, paskins that if one did Chalitza B'diyeved, within 3 months, he does not have to redo the Chalitza. And the Ramah brings B'Shem the Mordechai that the Chalitza is possible. Since he's not Oyla L'Yibam, he's also not Oyla L'Chalitza, and he has to redo the Chalitza. And the Hagrois HaGro over there, he explains that this is actually Tali in the two Terutzim of Tosfos. The first Teretz of Tosfos held that the Chalitza is possible Midai Rabbanon, and the second Teretz held that even Midai Rabbanon, the Chalitza is kosher B'diyeved. Now in the Hagrois HaGro, on the side of our Gemara, he points out that Tosfos really does not address directly what happens if one did Yibam within the first 3 months. Is the Yibam kosher b'diyeved or not? Tosis would be mashma maybe that by Yibam for sure it's possible. Tosis just has a shayla l'gabei chalitza using the klal of kosher ina oyla l'yibam ina oyla l'chalitza. However, the Gros says not like that. He says that even if one did Yibam within 3 months, b'diyeved the Yibam is chal. And then the Gros brings b'shem the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi holds that even chalitza, if one did within 3 months, it's a possible chalitza. The chalitza has to be redone. And the Gain says this is not like Arbavli. Like Tosis brought in the end, a raya from the Bavli holds that you do not have to redo the Chalitza. Now we'll move on to the Gemara. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Chalitza as Meuberes. Originally the Gemara held the machlokes is also by one who is kindness and Meuberes. If she was Mapil, the child did not live, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chalitza is a good Chalitza and the Yibum is a good Yibum. It does not have to be redone. And Reish Lakish holds that no, the Chalitza has to be redone. And the Yibam has to be redone. The Gemara says, Yibayu Seim Makra, Yibayu Seim Masvara. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we say Igloi Milsa Lemafreya. Once in the end we see that the child was not born Lemafreya, she was Mechuyiv in Yibam or Chalitza all along, and therefore the Yibam and Chalitza that was done while she's in Milberis is good. And Rish Lakish says Igloi Milsa Lemafreya Lo Yamrinan. Now the Rishayna over here discuss what does Rish Lakish mean to say Igloi Milsa Lemafreya Lo Yamrinan. We know that there are many cases where we find this concept of Igloi Milsa Lemafreya. Why is it that here we do not say this klal? The Ritva brings B'Shem his Rebbe, and the Nemuk Yosef as well, they explain that Reish Lakish holds that here we cannot apply Igloi Milsa Lemafreya. Because Eina Chanami, if we would be able to find out that at the time the Chalitza was done, already the child was Eimed, was destined to be miscarried, and not destined to live, then Eina Chanami, we could say that all along she was Mechuyiv in Yibam or Chalitza. However, we do not know for sure that at the time the Chalitza was done, that the child was destined to die. Perhaps at that moment the child would have lived. Only later on something happened which caused the child to be miscarried. And therefore the chalitza that was done at the moment when the child was destined to live is not a good chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan, however, holds that if in the end the child died, it makes no difference whether at the moment the chalitza was done the child was omed to live or not. Either way, we say l'gloi milsa l'mafreya that there was a zika at that time. Now the Ritva adds that according to this mahalach in Reish Lakish, it's not the pshat that it's definitely not a good chalitza, rather it's a safek chalitza. That which Reish Lakish says that she needs another chalitza, that's because we're chayshish, maybe the first chalitza was not a good chalitza, maybe at that time it was aimed for the child to live. And therefore the Ritva asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan later on ask a kasha on Reish Lakish from that which the Mishnah says that this woman becomes puzzle for marrying a kayin? Rabbi Yochanan asked according to Reish Lakish she should not be puzzle because you have to redo the chalitza. The first chalitza is not good. It's not definite that the first chalitza is not good. It's just a suffix. So the chayin, we should still answer her on a kayin misafik. Maybe the first chalitza was a good chalitza. And the answer is based on the Gemara Daf Chav Dalid that since the whole psul of a chalutza to a kayin is only midrabanon, so by a suffix chalutza, so the chatchila we do not allow her to marry a kayin. But if b'diavad she's already married to a kohen, loy mafkin loy somino, we are not mechayev them to get divorced. And therefore he explains that's the Gemara's kasha. The Mishnah is mashma that she's puzzled to a kohen, meaning b'tayres vaday, and even if they were already married, we would be mechayev them to get divorced. That luchar is not true according to Reish Lakish, since it's only a sofer chalitza. If they're already married, we should allow them to stay married. That's the Gemara's kasha. And based on this, the Ritva answers another kasha, which the Rishonim ask, and that is, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, the Lashon of the Gemara is, he asked him, Amai Pasul Min HaKohuna, according to you, that the Chalitza is not a good Chalitza, why does she become Pasul to a Kayin? Why did Rabbi Yochanan not ask from that which they become Oster in each other's Kravim? According to Reish Lakish, that the Chalitza was not good, they should still be Mutter B'Kravim. Now most Rishonim answer this kasha, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva himself gives this teretz, that Reish Lakish could say, the reason why in the Mishnah you're pasul from the Kravim is not because the Chalitza is a good Chalitza. Really the Chalitza was not Chal. But since in the end she did not give birth to a Vlad Shel Kayama, so there is a Zika over here, so what makes them pasul from each other's Kravim is the Zika. In other words, according to the Man Omer, Yesh Zika, the Zika creates an Isser Kravim in both directions, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that there's a difference whether the Vlad is Bar Kayama or not. If the child is a bar kayama, so now we know that there never is any zika bichlal, so then they're mutter in each other's craving. If the vlad is lav bar kayama, so then they're usher in each other's craving because of the zika. But you don't have a right from the Mishnah that the chalitza actually was a good chalitza, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan only asked Reish Lakish from that which the Mishnah says that she becomes pasul to a kayin, that's surely because of the chalitza, that's a right that the chalitza was a good chalitza. But HaKaponim, the Ritva says that according to the Yisoid that he quotes B'Shem his Rebbe, we have another teretz to this kasha. Because really, even according to Reish Lakish, she's a Safik Chalutza. And Rabbi Yochanan only asked from that which she's possible to a Kayin, like we explained, that because the din is that B'diyevet, a Safik Chalutza, who's already married to a Kayin, Loi Mafkinan Mina. However, Lagabi, the din of Psul Kravim, there the din is that someone who had a Chalitza Misafik, they also become possible to each other's Kravim. And that then is true even b'diavad if they're already married. Midrabanan mafkinan mina, we make them get divorced. The Ritva says that he says this he said earlier in the second parak, that even though krevei chalutzasei, the whole iser is only a din derabanan, still even in the case of a safek chalitza, the rabbanan asked, and even b'diyevet if they're already married, mafkinim we know we make them get divorced, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan did not ask Reish Lakish from that which the Mishnah says that they're aser bekrevim. He only asked from that which it says that pasul min akuhuna. Now we should point out over here that which the Ritva said b'shem Rabbi that ibayisay masvara, the pshat is that Reish Lakish holds that here you do not say gloy milsa l'mafreya, and therefore it's only a safek chalitza. L'chare, that's true if the machlokes is based on a svara. However, if it's based on a kraw, and Reish Lakish darshins uben ein loy ayin alov, meaning that even if she does not have a child, we have to be ma'ayin that maybe she's a me'uberes, and if she is a me'uberes, she's not roi for yibam or chalitza. According to that, the chalitza is possible b'tayres vaday, not b'tayres sofik. The whole hesber of the Ritva b'das rabbi is only l'chara if you hold the machlokes is about a svara, not if it's about a kraw. And therefore, l'chara, you could have said that when Rabbi Yochanan asked the kashan Reish Lakish, why is it that pasul min akuhuna, and the Ritva was bothered by l'chara, it's pasul misafik, maybe Rabbi Yochanan was asking Reish Lakish that if you hold that it's learned out of a pasuk, and if it's learned out of a pasuk, it's vadi not a good chalitza, then why should she become pasul to a kayin? The pashtus of the Ritva is mashma, that there's no difference whether you learn it out of a pasuk or whether you learn it out of a svara. Either way, it's not vade that it's not a good chalitza, it's a sofik that it's a chalitza. And that l'chara needs hesber, because the pashtus would be otherwise. The pashtus is, if it's learned out of the pasuk, then the pasuk is telling us that if she's a mo'beres, then it's vade not a good chalitza. And the truth is, this point seems to be totally in the machlekes to Keren Oira and the Aruch Laner. The Keren Oira says that there's an afkamina, whether Reish Lakish is learned out of a pasuk or a svara, that if it's learned out of a svara, that we don't say gloy milsa l'mafreya, and theoretically, if at the time of the chalitza, Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells us that this child will not survive, then the chalitza should be a good chalitza, because we already know at this moment that there is a zika. However, if you learn it out of a pasuk, the Keren Oira says, then the pasuk is telling us that someone who's a me'uberes is not roi for yibam or chalitza, even if theoretically we would know the future, that eventually the child won't live. L'maisa, the Torah tells us that at the state of being a me'uberes, she's not roi for yibam or chalitza. The Aruch Laner, however, when he explains Reish Lakish, he explains that the pasuk is really telling us the same thing that the svara is telling us. According to the Ibayisei Makra, and we would not on our own have said like the svara, we would have said that we do say Igloy Milsa L'mafreya, but the pasuk is megal to us that here not to say Igloy Milsa L'mafreya, rather Ayin Alov, don't do Yibim or Chalitza until we see whether the child lives or does not live. He says, Kra v'svara chadhu, it's really the same svara in the end. Then we could say, Bedas, this shita of the Ritva, that Reish Lakish holds that she's a safek chalutza, whether it's a svara or a kra, either way, the yisayit is the same, that you do not say gloy milsa l'mafreya, to tell us that definitely at the time of the chalitza, there was a zika, rather it's a safek chalitza, and that's why Reish Lakish holds that you have to redo the chalitza. Akoparim, it's not vaday that the chalitza is possible, there still is a tzad that the chalitza is kosher, and therefore the Ritva had to explain what is the Gemara's kasha that should be kosher to a kain. L'chare, it makes sense that she's pasul to a kain because she's a safi chalutza. Akoparam, this is all one mahalach that the Ritva brings to explain Shitas Reish Lakish. Why is it that we do not say gloy milsa l'mafreya? Because we're chayshish that maybe at the time the chalitza was done, the Vlad was ready to live. Taisus, however, over here, in Dibur Maschot to gloy milsa l'mafreya, he obviously learned a different mahalach. Because he asks Akasha, why is it that here we do not say Gloy Milsa L'mafreya? In other places, he brings the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph, there we do say so, and he's mechalik between different types of Gloy Milsa L'mafreya. In a case where at the time a chalais is done, we have a suffik, and the suffik is really only a chasern yediya, then we could say that later on it could be nisbarer, and be megal to us what happened at the original chalais. But in the case in Eretz Sugya, Taisa says, it's e efshar leida ha'asidus, it's not possible to know whether this child will be born or not. Here Reish Lakish holds that the Gloy Milsa L'mafreya lo yamrinan. And the Achrayim discuss that there are many cases that we find the concept of Gloy Milsa L'mafreya even in this type of case where you have to know the Asidus. One could be Ma'ayin in the Keren Oira in Arsugyo, as well as the Avni Meluim in Simin Mem, Sifkat and Tess. But Kapanim, it's clear from Taisus that he was not learning like the Ritva. He does not say that the Pshan Reish Lakish is that we don't say Gloy Milsa L'mafreya because maybe at the time of the Chalitza the child was ready to live. It's mashma from Taisus that even if in the end we know 100% that Lumafreya at the time of the Chalitza the child was not ready to live, Reish Lakish still holds that since at the time of the Chalitza it was impossible to know what will happen, Yefshar Leida Hasidus, then when we eventually find out that the child was alive by Kayama, it did not live, then we do not say Iglai Mosel Lumafreya to tell us that the Chalitza is a good Chalitza. So these are two mahalchem to understand the Shita of Reish Lakish. Now in that same Taisvis, Divar Maschal Tigodli Milsel Mafreya, in the end of Taisvis he asks a very important kasha. He says that according to Reish Lakish, that Bias Meuberes Leishma Bia, why is it that if eventually she's mapil, the child does not live, that he's potter from a carbon, just like the Mishnah says in the case where the child is a Bar Kayama, that they're Mechuyiv a carbon because they were over Ishis Ach, Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, the same should apply even if the child was loved by Kayama, but since according to Reish Lakish, you cannot be Mekayim Yibum, calls man that she's still a Meuberes, so they were over at Ishasach, Shalei B'Mokai Mitzvah, and they should be Mechuyiv in the carbon. On this, Taisus answers, Aymeri, that they're potter from a carbon, Midi Dahavia Koton Shabal Yivimta Yigdaila, the Amar Lekamon Tigad Lenu. The din is that if the Yavam is a Koton, and the Yavam is a Gedoila, so they cannot yet be Mekayim Mitzvah Yivam, but they can still live together, and eventually they'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yivam when he becomes a Godol. We see that even though right now they're not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's not called an Ish Yisach Shloi B'Mokai Mitzvah, and they can live together. Since in the end there is a Mitzvah Yivam, because the child was loved by Kayama, so even though when he was Bayal her, at the time she was in Meuberes, there was no Kiyam Mitzvah, but it's the same as Katan Shabbat Ala Gedoila. The Tosfos of the Rosh says similar, and he adds a few words. He says, "Kivan di yevimtoi hi vechaz yela achar zman poter mikarbon mita dahavi yahod darmina gabi katan shabbat al gedayla." He says that she's a yevomo and she's chaz yela achar zman. Therefore, the din is that they're not mechuyev in a carbon. Now, if we take a look at the Ramban as well as the Rashba and other Rishonim, they ask Tosfos his kasha as well. Why is it that according to Reish Lakish they're not mechuyev in a carbon, and they seem to say something a bit different than Tosfos? The Ramban says a Yisoid that even though Bias Meuberes Lav Shma Bia to pater her to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum, because the Torah says Ayin Aleha, still she's not considered an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Mokai Mitzvah. And he says because since in the end she was Mapil, and there is a Zika Misha'a Rishayna, there was a Zika all along, that's not an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Mokai Mitzvah. And he proves, he says, if originally at the time she was a Meuberes, she was also Mishum Eishes Ach, in other words, she did not have a Zika, she had an Ishtar Eishes Ach, then afterwards we would not be able to say that she becomes Mechuyiv in Yibum. That's the cloud, that once she's Nesra, she does not go back to her Heter, to her Din Yibum. And the Rabbi continues and he says, when the Torah says Ayin Olov, it means Bi'iyun Ba'alma, meaning the Torah says, wait, don't do Chalitza, don't do Yibum, wait to see whether she has a child or not, but not that there's no Zika. And the Achreinim explain, Rav Baruch Ber and Berchos Shmuel Simen Aleph, as well as other Achreinim, they explain the Rabban like this. That the Rabban means to say that obviously, when eventually we find out that the child was a Nefel, then we say to Mafreya that there was a Zika all along. It can't possibly be that at the time that she was in Meuberes there was no Zika, because if at that time there was no Zika, then she was also Mishum Eishes Ach. It's an Eishes Ach which has no Heter, and the din is that later on, when she's Mapil, it's not Shayach to say that the Zika now is Chal, and now the Isser Eishes Ach comes off. So obviously, we do say that Lemafreya it was Nisgal that there was a Zika all along. And that which the Torah says, Ben Einloi, Ayin Alov, the Torah doesn't mean to say that we should be Ma'ayin, maybe she's a Meuberes and then there's no Zika. Rather, the Torah says, Ayin Alov means that even though there is a Zika, meaning even if eventually we find out that there was a Zika all along, but Ayin Alov, don't do Yibam and don't do Chalitza. The Torah is telling us that at this point, while she's a Meuberes, even if you do Yibam and Chalitza, it doesn't work, it's not Chal, it doesn't pater her. Even though we now know that there was a Zika at the moment, but still a Yivam or a Chalitza that's done at the time that she's in Meuberes, that does not pater her Zika. And like the Ramban proves, that if there was no Zika, then it would not be Shayach for the Zika to be Chal later. And therefore the Ramban says, we cannot consider this, that he's Boil on Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Mokai Mitzvah, because there is a Zika, meaning there isn't Heter to the Isser Eishes Ach, and even though the Maisa right now, the Torah does not allow you to do Yivam or Chalitza, it doesn't work, but the Isser Eishes Ach of this woman does have a Heter. And therefore you're not Mechuyev in a carbon. And Baruch Ber explains that really Tosfos and the Ramban are mashlim each other, They're making two separate points, but each one has to come onto the other. The Ramban's kasha was that there should be no zika here bichlal, and therefore she should be asr mishameishes ach. On that he answered that there is a zika. Tosis was asking a different point, that even though there may be a zika, but lamaisa this bia is not mekayim the mitzvah of vibum, and therefore he's being bail on ishes ach in a way that has no kiyum mitzvah. On that Tosis answered that it's no different than katan shabal yivim to igdela, that even though the bias that he's doing right now has no kiyum mitzvah, still there's a heter to the isra ishes ach because there is a zika. So too over here, since there is a zika, in other words, like we explained, that the mafreya, it's niskala that there was a zika all along, even though right now the bia has no kiyum of mitzvah yibum, still as long as there's a zika, there's no isra ishes ach. And the Rabban as well, when he explained that there is a zika over here, and therefore there's no isra ishes ach, he also means, like Tosfos says, that even though right now he's not mekayim a mitzvah l'maisa, this bia is not a mitzvah yibum, so the charet should be aser. No, it's no different than a katan shabal gedola. And since there is a zika, even though right now you're not being mekayim mitzvah yibum, this bia is mutter, does not have an isra of ishes ach.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.